You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent international study published in the science journal Nature shows the link between storm-driven ocean swells and the collapse of Antarctic ice shelves. So reporter Angus Coker-Grant spoke to University of Otago's Professor Vernon Squire, one of the scientists behind the study, and what it means for the environment and the rising sea levels.
In 2007, I wrote a paper for a modelling journal which modelled the way sea ice and ice shelves interact. I need to just explain what the effect of sea ice on ocean swells
is. Yep, that's fine.
Essentially, when waves come into sea ice, they are reduced in amplitude. So the basic idea is that if you have a sea ice cover around Antarctica, then the swells and the waves are reduced in size, and by the time they hit the coastline, they're actually quite small in amplitude. So they don't do any damage. But imagine a situation where you took the sea ice away and the full force of the Southern Ocean swells, which are really big, I mean, you know, massive swells occur in the Southern Ocean, up to 20 metres high sometimes, or even greater on occasion. And they can actually interact with the ice shelf if there's no sea ice. So what we proposed is that if climate change reduced the sea ice cover, then the swells would do more damage to the ice shelves. And so the study in Nature actually looks at that for two ice shelves on the Weddell Sea side of the peninsula region of Antarctica, the Larsen ice shelves, Larsen A and Larsen B, and the Wilkins ice shelf on the other side, which is at the Bellingshausen Sea side. And what we found was that the sea ice had massively reduced just prior to major events where the ice shelves broke up. And so the hypothesis is that gradually the swells come in and they nibble away and they flex the outer regions of the ice shelf and they do damage, and then eventually the ice shelves collapse and they form icebergs, and the icebergs drift away, and then that frees up the Antarctic ice cap to flow more ice into the sea as more ice shelves. So it's a continuous process. And, you know, if we look back in time, some of these ice shelves haven't broken out for a very, very long time. And suddenly we're seeing the ice shelves releasing much more quickly than ever before. And so that's essentially what seems to happen, and it ties into my original hypothesis.
And so are these, all these storms and swells are perfectly natural? It's just that...
Oh, absolutely, continuous.
The climate change has depleted the sea ice, making it a whole lot more disastrous.
That's exactly right. I mean, the Southern Ocean, as you know, is a very wild place. You know, the waves in the Southern Ocean are higher than anywhere else in the world. And the reason for that is that the Pacific is a very large ocean, and the waves can form way up in the top of the Pacific and travel a very long way. And as they travel, they grow in size. So it's a perfectly natural phenomenon. What is unusual here is that the sea ice, particularly around the Antarctic Peninsula region where these ice shelves are, has diminished. You know, there's quite a lot in the media about the Antarctic ice shelf increasing gradually under climate change. And that actually has happened overall. But what has happened is there's been a continuous variability in the sea ice. And certainly areas of Antarctica have become deficient in terms of sea ice cover. So they've lost a lot of their sea ice cover. So the sea ice has moved around a lot. In fact, now what's happening is that the sea ice overall is diminishing, but that's only started happening about a year ago. But in the peninsula region, there's been a massive loss of sea ice, so the swells can reach the Larsen ice shelves and the Wilkin ice shelf, and they can break it out. And it's a very simple hypothesis, and what the Nature paper shows is it seems to be happening.
And can we do anything about this shelf collapse? Or the
no, unfortunately. Well, I mean, we can do all that we're trying to do with climate change, and you know, reduce the impact of carbon dioxide and methane. But no, there's really nothing we can do. I mean, these ice shelves are absolutely massive. We're not talking about small amounts of ice. You know, the Wilkins ice shelf is it's about 14,000 square kilometres. So it's a big animal, and the Larsen ice shelves are nearly 50,000 square kilometres. So there's nothing much you can do about it.
And so this sort of thing is expected to continue to happen. Do you have any predictions for the future?
It will continue to happen. I mean, of course, once the ice shelf breaks out, the ice cap behind it needs to put more ice there for another ice shelf to form, and that takes a long time. And this mechanism only really occurs where there is significant swell activity. So we're not talking about every ice shelf. So an ice shelf like the Ross Ice Shelf, which is in the Antarctic region that New Zealand is primarily interested in, which is huge. I mean, it's nearly 500 square kilometres, 500,000 square kilometres in size, won't be affected by this mechanism nearly to the same extent as these other ice shelves around the peninsula region, which are far more vulnerable to the effects of ocean waves.
And so what sort of effect does this collapse and disintegration have on the marine life and the land life of Antarctica?
I'm not really an ecologist, but essentially what you're doing when you release an ice shelf is you're releasing a lot of fresh water into the open sea. And so the salinity of the ocean, as the ice shelf melts, as icebergs, will change, and that will affect the local ecology. How relevant that is on a large scale, I really can't say. But it does change the nature of the ocean, and it will change the current slightly. It will certainly change the salinity. It will change the thermal properties of the ocean. So there probably will be an effect on the ecology. Whether that's significant, I can't really say.
And so what sort of... What does this disintegration mean for New Zealand and just the world?
In terms of the ice shelves themselves, once they become icebergs, they obviously drift further north and they'll melt, but they won't change the sea level by very much. There is a very small effect, but it's a technical effect. It won't really make any difference. But basically, when you take the ice shelf away, then you're removing a break on the system. So suddenly you've got the Antarctic ice cap, which is the ice that sits on the land. It's suddenly able to flow into the water and form more ice shelves. So essentially, that replacement of the ice shelf has the capacity to increase sea level induce sea level rise. So over the years, say from about the last 25 years, we know that Antarctica, that is the ice cap of Antarctica, has lost about 3 trillion tonnes of sea ice, freshwater ice. And that has been caused by ice shelf collapse, and it's also been caused by melting in the water. And that's contributed about a little less than a centimetre of sea level rise. Now, if you take the entire Antarctic ice cap and you melted that, which obviously isn't going to happen in a couple of years or 25 years, but it might happen over the next couple of centuries, then you're talking about a sea level rise of about 60 metres, which is very significant to downtown Dunedin, as you can imagine.
So do you have any final closing comments at all?
I think the main outcome of the paper, I mean, apart from, you know, the catastrophic stuff, is the fact that the models that we're using don't include this effect, and they really should. This is a very significant effect over certain parts of Antarctica that needs to be put into these big numerical Earth system models and climate models, which are used globally to predict the effects of climate change, you know, when you put more CO2 into the atmosphere or methane into the atmosphere, what's the effect in 25 years? This effect is not included. And in order to really make the predictions as accurate as possible, the models should include the effect.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.